We have been tracking law schools that have withdrawn participation from the US News and World Report rankings. At UC, these include Berkeley, UCLA, and Irvine. As blog readers will know, it all started with Harvard and Yale and then began to spread. But not all top schools are going along. From Inside Higher Ed. The law schools of the University of Chicago and Cornell University may not love the US News and World Report rankings, but they aren't walking away from them. University of Chicago Dean Thomas J. Miles wrote to students that my past practice has been to avoid direct, public comment on the US News ranking. The ranking is not our guide, and I prefer to shine a light on the substantive attributes that make our law school the home of the most intellectually ambitious faculty and the most powerful legal education. Most of the data we supply to US News are already public, and the rest is information we have no reason to withhold. Cornell's law school also announced that it will still participate in the rankings of US News and World Report. My own view is that the rankings distort academic decision-making, fail to adequately capture institutional quality, and create perverse incentives that are not in the best interests of students or the legal profession, said Jens David Olin, dean of the law school. He added, however, withdrawal from the rankings process will not have the desired impact that many assume that it will have. For one, US News has said that it will continue to rank all law schools regardless of their level of participation.